This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We are live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District, New York City. It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. What's up, handsome?
Maintain. Hussein still got no grit. Look at these knuckles, Alan. Look at these knuckles. Ashley, Larry ain't got nothing on me.
You were working all morning, were you? Forget what I was doing this morning. Here, you were literally working your fingers to the bone today. Yeah, what's going on with you?
Hey, man, I've been up since 6 o'clock at Florham Park, bussing down suds. You welcome, Zach Wilson. Your Jeep is going to be super shiny because I'll put knuckle grease on them. I lost some skin, though. You know what I mean? In between them spokes.
Wait. First of all, those hands, we need them for our basketball game.
Well, they're nice and supple. They just ashy as hell.
Yeah.
Just look at that. Look at those. Have you ever seen knuckles look like I've been just beating boxes up, punching boxes?
Can we get a close-up? What the hell is going on with your finger? Your ring finger on your right hand.
Oh, that one ain't straight. You know, clearly. Yeah, that one different. No, that one different. Him special. Yeah, man. Shout out to the Jets, man. I'm over there busting suds.
What is this, Boy Scouts? You're out there washing cars? What's going on?
You know, I got a detailing business.
Yeah, but you own the business. I didn't know you actually were the worker.
Oh, man, I own an Amazon business, too, but I work there, too.
Can you imagine seeing Bart Scott just pull up in, like, a van, and he's just washing your car, and you're like, things that tough, Bart?
Nah, son. You know what I'm saying? You want stuff done right, you do it your damn self. You know what I mean?
You have a crew, right? Like, not your... You're doing it alone.
No, they're still there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, it's five of them. But you know what I'm saying? The boss got to get down and get dirty with it. You know what I mean?
I respect that.
Which is something that Joel Embiid and James Harden don't understand about. The leaders lead by example.
Look at that.
You do it by doing and showing, not by talking the talk. I don't care how tired you are. Are you tired because you was with James Harden hanging out at the Holy Moly last night? We knew this was going to happen, son. I tell you all the time, South Beach is what?
Yeah, undefeated.
Undamn defeated. It's too, you got to be like a Jedi to be able to focus down there. You go to the Tropical Poleal, you might see the most beautiful one. You're like, I think I love her, dog. I ain't coming to, it's like when you see sunshine, I ain't coming home no more. Put your mama on the phone. Yeah, ain't coming home no more. Yeah. Clearly, that's what James Harden, so we said it.
He might have been at the dollhouse. He might have been at 11.
Yep.
He might have.
KOD.
Can I give you, first of all, by the way, your transition from us just having conversation into the topic of the day. Hercules.
I'm learning,
Hercules,
man. You know what I'm saying?
So coach proud
me, coach.
Of you.
Coach me, coach.
So proud of you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Yes, be part of the conversation. Listen.
I know when Stiles know what I like when I go on a tangent and just take the show off the road. No, but at this time, I just go over and you hear the little and you get back on. So I just get back on.
You rode the tangent like it's a skateboard. You just got us right back on track. Now, you should know that it's becoming Barton Hahn versus everybody.
Damn, we got more haters?
Everybody. I literally, like minutes ago, Renee was with me. I had to bum rush the CNC show, Kenny and Carlin, who were filling in for Greeny. I mean, you talk about, they come out of the bullpen for everybody, those two. I mean, they're the ultimate relievers.
Like, and, wild thing. Yeah, exactly. Give me Vaughn!
Right, exactly. That's literally what it is. So, but they're talking smack. They're throwing shade at us. Me, actually, I should say. And it's like, I'm like, you know what? We sit back and let this stuff happen.
Yep.
And I was like, not today.
Mm-hmm.
Not right now. So I had to go in there and I did something I think you'd be proud of. They were complaining about something that I apparently did on Get Up Today.
Wow.
And they're all in their feelings. So I brought a box of tissues.
There you go.
Put it right on the desk and said, I heard you guys were feeling emotional today.
That's it. I wish I should have. See,
it's Barton Hahn versus everybody, though. That's it now.
I should have been here a little early because I would have been right behind you with the Ralph Tranz fan, man with sensitivity. Because clearly
you
that's what's going on over there.
With sensitivity.
You need a man like me.
See, exactly. And we're dealing with this now. All the shows apparently
have a problem.
So everybody. So that's what. Oh, I just stole another. I stole another candy line. I just stole another candy line.
But I tell you what. Here's another thing I was dealing with. Coming in, and everybody here, all our drivers, you know we love our UPS.
Our delivery drivers.
Our Amazon, we hear from all DHL, the time.
They listen
FedEx,
to us
UPS.
The day. Yes.
In New York.
Yeah.
So listen, I'm early. I'm still early. I got out of Jeff Facility. Boom, I'm here.
Yep.
Well, no, I was here early. Like, this the dilemma I had, and only New Yorkers can understand that.
Okay.
I came out the Holland Tunnel with time to spare, baby.
And?
11:30, Gucci. I'll be here pretty soon.
I love how you think 11:30 for a show that starts at noon is Gucci.
No, because we already telepathically already had our pre-show meeting.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we
can't
did.
Get in. We don't know when Jacoby and them getting the hell out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, we come in around that time.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it, going through the tunnel pre-ride. Gas Gucci's. We good.
Yeah. Okay. And?
I come out, all of a sudden, you know how you ever go down a street and it's like tilted and it feels like it moves your tank and your sensor comes on? So my sensor comes on. I'm like, oh, crap. Here I am down here near Seaport. And if I park my car, when I'm driving up the ramp to leave, I might be out of gas. So now you got to ask yourself, do you want to risk it and be on time for work? Or do you want to mess around and after work be stuck in the middle of the street trying to figure out where the gas tank? Well, I say things in motion stay in motion. So I hook a left on the FDR, and I only know it's one gas station.
Yes.
On 23rd.
Yes, that was your first mistake.
Everybody that's driving has done this.
Yes.
When you out of gas, you turn your damn music off because you want to hear the engine. I turned the air off.
Yep.
And listen, yep. When you say like drifting. I was like Dale Earnhardt Jr., drifting behind cars to make sure I waste zero petrol.
Bart is absolutely brilliant and on point.
And I'm just trying to catch a drift. I got guys texting, and I'm looking at them like, I will run, because I'm not going to brake. Because if I brake and I have to accelerate, I think in my head, that's more gas. So if you're going to text and you're not keeping up with traffic, I'm going to tap your bumper, because I'm not touching up. Man, I get there.
And?
Gas over $7. Like, yo, man, I wish we had a...
Well, you're in Manhattan. You understand you're in Manhattan, right?
I forgot. Yo, I'm like, you know what? I'm here.
You just needed like $14 worth. You would have been good. You would have been good.
We need one of those. Me. Yo, I'm talking $7.19, yeah. Son.
$7?
I say, Jesus Christmas. I am going
Are
electric.
Are you doing the Chris Rock? Good Lord.
Good Lord. How about you just let me smell the vapors and hopefully it'll fill my engine up. So listen, only people in New York know what I'm talking about. You got one on 10th Avenue on like 35th. And you got the one down here on 23rd. They have taken all the gas stations out of the city and made high rises or parking lots.
Yeah.
Yo, it got real.
Yeah.
So that's my tangent. So I would have been here to back you up with man with sensitivity.
Don't worry, I'm good.
If.
I'm good.
The gas signal didn't come on, which I just put $100 in 2 days ago. $100.
Who can relate? That's why we do this. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. All right, let's get to Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And you did mention Harden, Embiid, and the Sixers, and how I just can't understand how you could come out of game four with the emotion and energy and James playing the way he played, and you go to South Beach, you go to Miami, and you play the Heat 2 days later, and the Heat were kind of reeling, and it's not like at least the Mavs made it a game.
Without Lowry.
And there's still no Kyle Lowry, yeah. But at least the Mavs made it a game for a half before things fell apart in the third quarter last night in the other game. You were a no-show from the start.
No-show.
And you look at it and you say to yourself, what is wrong with this team? How, in a game like that, which you know was so important, coming off emotion and coming off momentum, were you not battling? Jay Will, our good friend on KJM, he said something that I feel like this is as on point as you can get about this team.
This is a pivotal game five. All the momentum is going Philly's way. Why is there not a sense of urgency? And it led me to my ultimate conclusion about this team. Now, they may go on to win the series, but I don't think they will. They are leaderless on the floor. Leaderless. Think about the leader on every team in the NBA playoffs right now. CP3, Devin Booker, the leader on Phoenix. Luka, the ball's in his hands a ton, the leader on the Dallas Mavericks. Giannis, the ball's in his hands a ton for the Milwaukee Bucks. There's a toughness there. Jimmy Butler for the Miami Heat. There's a gravity around him that just makes you want to run through the wall. I think that's hard for Joel Embiid because he is a big and the ball is not in his hands. I'm not saying he can't be the best player, most dominant player on the floor.
Someone's
got to
get him the ball.
But somebody has to be that lead guard on this team. And I don't think that's James Harden. There's not that same bark, that same ferocity.
And what you have then is also, when you talk about leadership, is you have the disconnect with the head coach and his players. Yeah. And You saw it no more than not during the game, because during the game, it's game five. Do I need to motivate you, Bart?
Yeah,
I need to go in the locker room before the game and start giving you a Rocky speech? Is that what I got to do? I got to go all miracle Herb Brooks on you? It's game five in a playoff series. I think as a professional, you kind of know this is a big game.
Because
so I don't need my coach to tell me. But after the game, when you hear everybody talk, normally players repeat what the coach says in the locker room. It's kind of like that. And when you get monotone nothing in postgame, that tells me, yeah, there's a major disconnect with this team. Now, Doc Rivers has already been under fire. We know that, right? So you imagine he's going to take a lot of hits for this, of course. It's his worst playoff loss in his coaching career.
Yeah.
30 points, 35 points. But James Harden is next in line. Don't bring up Joel Embiid to me.
Yeah.
He is further down the line. In fact,
he's fatigued, too.
I would look at it as a guy that was beat up and injured. You saw him get hit in the face. He's a mess right now.
Remember, his condition is not where it was because he was missing. So he's trying to get his condition back. This is when the tired legs come in. I'm not blaming him.
All I blame him for is that at some point he didn't grab James Harden in a huddle and say, are you with me or are you without me?
He should have grabbed. We remember we saw like Anthony Davis and Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
He should have stood over him and grabbed his beard until his teeth start showing.
Something.
And said, "Smack, wake up!
Yeah, show me you care because we're losing this game because of you." So listen to these numbers, Bart. James Harden in the semifinals. This is conference semifinals against the Heat, all right? So it's just these games. It's five games. At home in those two games, the team is 2-0. He averaged 24 a game, 7.5 rebounds, 7.5 assists. His shooting was 41 from three, 94 from the line, and 9 free throw attempts per game. Look, there you go right there. Look at the synergy with ESPN Plus. Love you guys. At Miami, look at the difference. Look at the points per game. Under 17 a game, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. But look at the shooting, 39% and 28 from three. You go from 41 to 28,
you know who
and you're
exactly
only taking four. Under 5 free throw attempts per game as well. So this guy's got the South Beach flu.
Who's he acting like? He's acting like a role player.
Right.
Bro, you want to get paid like a role player? Because I expect my role players to show up at home and have this discrepancy on the road. And it's the thing.
Unacceptable.
This team would probably benefit from a guy like Rondo on a team, even at his advanced age. You need somebody that's going to be a general, somebody that's going to put guys where they need to be. And listen, they are fronting the hell out of Joel Embiid and making it so difficult that when you can't get it to him because they can't skip it and get it over and all that stuff, when you do that, the shot clock is down and then you get ISO James or you get desperate. And listen, bro, stop this throw my hands up flailing. Get your ass back in defense because guess what? Your turnover just started a transition offense for the other team.
And he doesn't defend, so that's the other part of it. So
at least get back.
They've got issues there, and it goes back to what we said at the very, very beginning of all this stuff. We said James Harden is a guy that's right now, he has $47 million as a player option next year. If you're the Sixers, you saw game four, you saw the two games at home, and you thought, all right, well, maybe now we're getting something out of it. Now you find out that fourth quarter when he went nuts was an anomaly. You find that out. You still got to think about that. And the money and all that. But how about this one? I'm going to give you two players. And I want everybody to call about this one, too. I'm going to give you two players. You have to give one of them money. So you're Brooklyn, you're Philadelphia. One of them's got to get the money.
Mm.
Who would you be more confident giving the money to? Kyrie Irving, did you see him on Twitch yesterday?
Is he arguing with video gamers?
No. He's calling everybody cockroaches and all this stuff. Wait till you hear this. So it's would you give the money, guaranteed money, to Kyrie, or would you give guaranteed money to James Harden? Who is the guy you're like, if I have to give it to someone?
You have
to
listen. Don't let our callers out. Don't say, I wouldn't give it to anybody.
No, you got to choose. You have no choice. You have to give it to somebody.
Yes.
Who would it be? All right, so we got your calls coming up. That was Straight Talk, right by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Also coming up in a few seconds here. It may be the best chance for this one star to win a championship. This might be it. The window might be closing right now, and last night was an indication of the desperation that we needed to see. We'll get to all that after Bart turns off his ringer and tells us this from O'Reilly.
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when it slows down or just isn't stopping like it used to, maybe you need new brake rotors and pads. Now through May 24th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of brakes, best selection, or import direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Order online at O'Reilly.com. Production.
All right, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We got your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Last night's games, in a word, sucked. Was there anything, was there any, like, real entertainment value aside from Devin Booker pulling what he called, as he looked into the camera, a Luka? Did you see that? He got knocked down. He laid on his face, you need to like get a chalk line, right? Like he looked like he was done. He's got teammates coming over. He's like flopping a little bit. Oh, and he looks at the camera. He's like, yeah, just a Luka. Oh. Like, just throwing shade. That was funny. But for the most part, though, that third quarter, the Suns scored more than half their points in the third quarter off of turnovers. So it was a mess from Dallas. But it ended up being a blowout, but an important win for the Suns. And we already talked about the Sixers' abomination. I don't want to take away from the Heat because they played hard again. You know, they were making threes, which we know they couldn't do in Philly. Duncan Robinson played and the world didn't come to an end.
Told you.
You know, defensively. Tyler Hero, they were out there on the floor and it wasn't terrible defense, but maybe they weren't getting much resistance. But the Suns won big, 110-80. Think about it. They held the Mavericks to 80 points and the Mavericks had 46 at the half. So they did a great job defensively in the second half. They changed Monty Williams, coach of the year, changed up some of the rotations. But I watched Chris Paul in this game, like I told you I would, because he played so poorly in Dallas. And I just wanted to see, what are we going to get out of him? Because he can't mess around like he was with the turnovers and the fouls and all the other stuff.
Can't assume that you're going to get those calls, so you just got to play like you're supposed to play. Just play.
Well, I'm watching this team. I see this series should be over. You got to go to Dallas, take care of business. Do not let this thing continue.
It might go to seven.
But it shouldn't.
You want to know why?
But Chris Paul can't waste any time here.
Yeah.
This is winning time for him, like legit winning time for him. As I'm looking at it, and I was looking at, you know, again, Western Conference futures and who's doing what, and obviously what Denver can be with Jokic, two-time MVP, getting Murray back.
Pelicans.
This could be Chris Paul's last real chance to win a championship. Last real chance.
Swan song.
And I know we've said it before when he was in Houston. Is this his best? In Houston, we said, is this his best chance?
Yeah.
Now, and last year he gets to the finals. Okay, that's his real chance. This is it. Yeah, can you really imagine a third year they're going to go to the finals?
Yeah. We didn't think his body would hold up. That's why we said that before. But he went to the paleo, pagan, whatever diet he on. He don't eat no sugars. He like the Matrix. It's the basketball version of TB12, right? Because him and Carmelo's on it, and it's extended their shelf life.
Yep.
Right? So maybe we got another year or so, but at what point is he going to just say, you know what, it's time to go? I mean, he's got a lot of businesses off the field. He's 37 years old, 38, 39. His contract's going to run up. At some point, the Suns are going to say, we can't continue to pay this dude this type of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to move on. Devin Booker, this is your team. Get you another star. So, listen, it's coming to an end, and he has to understand and he has to feel that. And I think the entire team understands the sense of urgency because they know that he can't continue to have this blessing of health for the near future.
And you also got to look at what's around you, like the opportunity to win.
Yeah.
You know, they can get through this series, and they should.
They haven't even paid Aiden yet.
I'm just saying, but right now. Yeah, and that's coming. So they can get through this series. They should. They get to a conference finals, likely the Warriors. That's going to be a battle, but they should win that series. They could. Let me see.
Well, they got a big man and
could win that series.
That's the ultimate, because no big man there. Well, I mean, Aiden should eat.
What does Draymond do there in that series?
Right? Micro mini pimp.
So you've got your chance to get to the finals. And then when you think about it, who are you meeting when you get to the finals in the East? I mean, is there do you look in the East and think that there's a killer?
Could be the rematch, though.
It could be the rematch.
It could be with Middleton back.
It could be the rematch. It could be the Celtics.
Teams.
Like, it could be, you know, my point is, I just feel like this is it. Here's Kendrick Perkins, again, another friend of the show, Perk, who told us what number one seed has the most pressure in the NBA playoffs. I think we know.
Oh, it's the Phoenix Suns. It's the Phoenix Suns. It's the Phoenix Suns and Chris Paul. Look, this is the Suns' chance to actually not only get out of the Western Conference and make it to the Western Conference Finals, but to actually win a championship.
Didn't I just say that?
Yeah.
The great minds think alike.
Yeah, but when
that's called
said,
supporting your case
with
sound.
With fact. Yeah, exactly. You know? With an expert that people consider.
With
an
a guy,
expert.
Yeah. So but if you don't believe me, Kendrick Perkins played in the league and he said the same damn thing. So yeah, that's how we feel. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN. We got a lot of people that want to talk to us, and let's let them talk with us right now. We begin with Mike in Ohio. What's up, Mike?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Good. What's going on today?
At work. Hey, I got two things. One, can we set up a Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith with a free throw contest?
Like a precursor to the 2-on-2? Yeah,
that'd be crazy because Stephen A. played college basketball. And Max is like B-Rabbit, so you know what I mean? It'd be interesting to see. You know, people don't realize Max used to rap, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think a lot of people know that.
He got stuff on wax.
Yeah, a lot of people know that. But that would actually be kind of funny. Grudge match, free throw contest.
Yeah, yeah.
So it sounds tough, and then it becomes a free throw contest.
Right.
Like maybe they should just play horse.
Yeah.
You know? Grudge match.
You got one dude. You got one dude that's always trying to shoot from behind the basket and make it. Like, bro, it's never. You don't have.
You know
the
what?
Angle.
That's a good point. Just let it go. That would just take too damn long. What else you got, Mike?
And about Embiid, man. I told y'all. Listen, I respect him. I know he was playing through injury. I love Embiid, but during those interviews, he's always whining. You can't tell me he wasn't whining. You got to stop that victim, bro.
I know what you're, you know what? I know exactly what you're talking about. Hey, Bart, this is what Mike's talking about. This is Embiid after the game.
You know, this is a lose-lose situation for me. You know, if I don't play, you know, probably get called soft. And, you know, if I play and I play bad, you know, probably say, you know, probably come up with a bunch of stuff that I guess he's just not good enough.
Where's the lie?
I mean, that's what you get for being a superstar, right? You're expected to be superhuman, not just superhuman as a person, but as a basketball player. You're supposed to be able to do what 80% of the people can't do. And listen, usually, traditionally, when we've seen this, guys feel like they got snubbed for the MVP. They usually come out and prove that they're the best player, especially when the current MVP is at home watching.
The best revenge of success.
Yes, and maybe he just didn't have the legs for it. Listen. People think that, okay.
The ball smashed him in the face. He also fell into the crowd and hurt his back. He's got a broken finger. I mean, he's Norberg from Naked Gun.
Yeah.
You know, like, what more can happen to this poor guy?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, that's the perfect time. What? Hit it. Hit the Tyrese. This is Joel Embiid. This is what he should have said. What? He should just went to the, what more do you want from me? Come on, man.
Oh, I don't see what
Damn it, Petey.
I don't know where it is.
That's basically what he wanted to say.
Yeah.
It's a lose-lose.
I get it. I don't think – I wouldn't blame him, but
James,
you hear him say
carry.
That. He publicly, Joel's saying, put it on me.
Yeah.
I have to play. If I don't play, I'm soft. If I do play, I can't play up to my expectations, so you're going to criticize me for my play. Great. But behind the scenes, if you're not grabbing this dude by the beard and saying, are you serious? Yeah. That's what you're giving me?
Yeah.
Like, that's the part I think a lot of us are trying to relate to.
The fact he went down with only 13 shots. That's how you know.
Well, that's what he's been – he's been
no,
taking.
No, but how many did he take the previous game? We
16. Yeah.
We want that momentum.
All right. Well, we also want to get to break here. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got your calls. And also, we stay in the NBA because there's an owner not happy with the state of the franchise.
Oh.
And letting everybody know.
Anyone we know?
Don't believe all the rumors you're hearing about who's influencing decisions. Mm. What was behind these messages? Coming up next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Hey, it's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Like I said, you never know who's going to pop in.
Got the spider right
and
there.
And Bart got this. I got a picture of it for you, too, by the way.
Damn,
what happened? Are you not plugged in?
I broke my
So John Sally's in studio. He's been doing some stuff here today, and he just popped into the studio to see Bart. Detroit players.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, all my heroes, man, get to come. I got to get Rick Mahorn to come up in this piece, run to Rick.
Oh, we can make that work out.
But you know what I mean? When I was growing up, right, John Sally, his parties was legendary. And, like, you would hear about him just being a little kid because, you know, you always had that auntie that was trying to trap her a ball player, you know what I'm saying? They putting them Daisy Dukes on, you know what I'm saying? Spider was like Uncle Luke back in the day, you know what I'm saying?
Place
called Indian Village that was right down the street, like, Detroit's right here, but Indian Village is almost like how New Yorkers would see Harlem, right? It's just a small spite place. It's like maybe 8 blocks, but it's like where all the good money was. And Spider had a spot in that there over there, and when he had this legendary mansion too, that's now is a preserve. And you just hear about all the stuff that was going on from the trap.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, the Bad Boys, Tap, Dennis Rodman, Isaiah, Joe Dumars, you know what I'm saying? The Spider was the man.
Mm-hmm.
He was the party guy, too, you know, the funny guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Yeah,
but you know what else? He's smooth though. Like, you talk to him. Like, I always love talking to him because he's just
Georgetown too. How many cats came from Georgetown that's balling? I mean, Georgia Tech.
Yeah,
Georgia Tech. Say, my bad.
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech.
I got you.
Cats came from Georgia Tech. Yeah. Not many.
It was cool to see him though. I'm glad he did pop in because when I saw him before, I told him you got to go see Bart.
Oh yeah, he had no choice.
He was all.
When I walked by him, I screamed his name and all in his thing.
Yeah, yeah. Through the soundproof glass, you're screaming. Like, you're pressing up against it.
And the funny thing is, he's looking through the glass. So I open the door, and I'm like, hey, come in. He's like, who was in there yelling at me?
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We want you to try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan for Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G and America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. All right, we still have time for this. Let's get to it, because Jeannie Buss did an interview with the LA Times. And first of all, I'm all for the to be open and talk to, let your fans know what's going on, how you're feeling. And I guess clearly she felt a way about this, that people were criticizing her. We've been talking about it. You know, Stephen A. talks about it a lot as well, mm-hmm. about all the influences that she has on her and what went wrong this season. And she said, I've got to make it better. And I'm glad she did, because that's the first and foremost thing, is to acknowledge the fact that this was a disaster. And she did not try to sugarcoat anything, did not try to place blame. Understand this. Jeannie Buss is basketball royalty. That family is basketball royalty, the Buss family. They have done nothing but win.
Yeah.
Since 1980, they own 11 titles. Yeah. 11 of their 17 titles.
3 years ago.
Are since 1980. Yeah. And obviously the most recent one, right, in 2020.
Still not acceptable.
But she said, I got to make it better. And she said, I'll make the hard decisions because that's what you have to do. All sounds great. But then she went through the list of all the people that we've heard have influence, and rather, and while trying to deny
names.
Listen, when it comes to GM Rob Pelinka, she has complete confidence. She maintained a loyalty to LeBron James and said it's up to them to make him happy with the Lakers in the situation. Linda Rambis, she said, is not making basketball decisions, but is still like somebody that she consults with on a regular basis and has been working for the team for a long time. Kurt Rambis, she defended, saying he has been in the game for over 40 years and he knows what he's talking about. Admits she does rely again on Magic Johnson, who has kind of come back into the fold, and she takes his advice when he offers it, and also acknowledges that Phil Jackson is, quote, someone I can lean on, end quote.
That's a lot of cooks in the kitchen.
There you go. Also, when mentioning LeBron's agency, Clutch, do they have final say? She said no. Are they running the team? No, not at all. But yet, did talk about how she listens to everybody and takes everybody's advice. I say she says influence. And when she talks about how we've got to get it right, I'm thinking, who's this we? Because you started out saying it's you got to make it better.
Yeah.
And well, now it's this we. Like,
well, it's got to be her and the general manager, right?
There's too many people, Bart, and they're not all on the same page, which makes it tougher.
It's impossible for...
And I feel bad because she's caught up in this, you could tell.
It's impossible for six people to be able to agree on anything, alone two people.
Big egos, too?
So you got LeBron, Kurt Rambis, Pelinka, and then you got to throw whoever's the new head coach in there, right?
Whoever
LeBron. And then AD's like, hey, I'm the future. Like, I know I'm not LeBron.
Yeah, I don't like this, right? If he says, like, I don't like what's going on,
yeah,
so...
I'll be here longer than LeBron.
Yeah, so what's happening with the Lakers, I like the fact that Jeannie Buss is out there talking to her fan base. That part I like. I can accept the pressure she feels, because she does. And I like the fact that she's acknowledging the fact that she puts pressure on herself, that this is not good enough. She mentioned how much they spend in luxury tax, how much they spend on salary, the fourth highest payroll in the league.
She said they're not getting their money's worth,
right? She's putting all that stuff out there. That's great. But it's all the influences that she says – they aren't making decisions. They might not be, but they're influencing them.
Right.
And it's a lot of people, and maybe that's where she's got to make her circle a little bit smaller.
Can I tell her she needs to stop listening to the Rambises altogether?
The Rambi?
Yeah, because Kurt may know a lot about basketball, but when this came his opportunity to coach and teach basketball, he's historically the worst winning percentage. He got a – listen, the Washington Generals got a better winning percentage than Kurt Rambis.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know if you want to listen to him.
Well, again, it's people she's known for a long time, and usually you do lean on those people. But the fact that Phil Jackson's back in the fold, at least as someone she'll lean on, Magic Johnson is back in the fold. LeBron is still there. It's a lot of stuff going on there, and I don't know if I got anything out of this article other than you can tell she's really frustrated and maybe even not sure what to do.
Yeah.
But there's a lot that needs to be done there. All right, so we'll take your calls certainly on this and more because, as I mentioned, I just made that, you know, plural of Rambus, Rambi joke. Somebody was upset that I used that today on Get Up. Felt like I might have lifted it from him. Whatever. And made a big deal about it. More smoke. Whoa. Always has to happen. Barton Hahn versus everybody, of course. But for all the ones who get it done, Grainger's always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to public specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches, plus their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Bart and Hahn.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If only all of you knew what went on behind the scenes here. What did you think of John Sally pointing? He's the second. He did it twice. He did it this morning when I first saw him, mm-hmm. and then he did it again where he points to the side. Can you see it? No, it's not.
It's like
the side of my head.
Yeah.
And he goes, I like the fake gray hair.
Yeah, it's like distinguished. It's like Professor off on the Fantastic Four. And all the people that saw, like, the new Doctor Strange know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like a little brushed in there. It's like perfect, man. Listen, man. Listen. You're a handsome guy,
just
man.
Just go with it.
And it, like, you distinguish. Like, I wish I can gray like Julius Erving. Like, Julius Erving, man, like, has gotten more handsome as he's gotten older. Like, he is what they call him zaddies out there in the other world. Like,
in the other world?
In Twitter world. You know what I mean? Like, they're like... on Instagram, social media, they would call him a zaddy.
I need to understand this.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you're a little Milk and Magnesia zaddy. You're a zaddy. You know what I'm saying? Like the little young chicks, they're going to look at you like a zaddy. Like, okay, he's so distinguished. He's so cute. You know what I'm saying? There you go. Look at the little husky eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Am I a zaddy?
You might need to go ahead and do you a zaddy calendar, son. Put you in a fireman suit. Put you in, like, a basketball. You put your old moose knuckle like basketball uniform on. You're in the perfect zaddy. Like when you get like late 40s, early 50s, you're a zaddy. You know what I'm saying?
Is that how that works?
Exactly.
I don't think anybody's going to agree with you on that one.
Okay.
Let's take some calls though. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Trey is in Florida. Trey, would you pay Harden or would you pay Kyrie?
All right. So here's my justification for this. First of all, I want to say happy to talk to you, gentlemen. And tell Chris and Chris over there to stop crying. How can they get on Joel Embiid without crying and then crying over y'all with their so-called stuff?
And they're the number 10. Anyway. They're the number 10. One dude's a straight-up number one and a 10. Stop it.
Come on.
So the way I see it is James Harden would be the better pick only because he can get on that Chris Paul diet. He with NBA trainers and all the people that should be around him to get him to where he can be. We saw a glimpse of it the other night, so it's still in there somewhere. It can be unlocked. I don't know how long it'll last, but if he devotes himself to it, I see that it could happen. With Kyrie, you give Kyrie all that money, and he's going to not care even more. He'll be on random vacations in the middle of the season. He'll be taking sabbaticals for this or that or doing his podcast from Aruba as opposed to caring about playing basketball.
Yeah. Trey, all good points there. All reasons why it's not an easy decision to make. No doubt about that. Wait to hear what Kyrie said. We got it from Twitch coming up later on. We're back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Hahn.
Hi, it's Bart and Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. If you follow at Bart and Hahn on Twitter, we'll get it on the Instagram page here too as well. We have what we were told were the two options. Apparently, we're wearing uniforms in this 2-on-2. You laugh. We are. They made them, or they're making them. So they gave us two prototypes. There's one. Now, it's like we said, the colors of the show. Mm-hmm. It's got the purple. So it's purple jerseys. It's our logo, which is kind of sweet. Then you have your number. You have Bart and with the ampersand. And then it's just mine is Hahn. And I went with my high school number, 33. And the socks are actually kind of dope. I like them. So there's two versions. There's one that's just a straight up purple.
Ooh, which socks do you like? Ooh.
I like those the first ones with the writing up. If you're watching on ESPN Plus, the writing up the side.
I think I'm going to eat all them socks.
Yeah, I'll take them all, right? All right. The other choice, however, can we flip the page? This one, we really got creative. The shorts look like boxers or maybe something that, you know, Key might wear out to Gurney's Inn when he's out there in Montauk. You love them because they're the Space Invaders logo that we have at some point somewhere with all of our different logos. And then it's the pixels are in the jersey, which is all right. The jerseys are all right.
They're like confetti or
the
something?
The shorts.
Like confetti?
The shorts are a little.
Well, we probably can mix them. You know what I mean?
We could. Yeah, I think you should just go solid purple at the bottom. Yeah, but then the top, I like that top that they got there.
Yeah, you can switch them up like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like the alternate uniforms, how you got two uniforms, but they act as eight.
Yeah, these shorts look like board shorts. Like you wear like a crispy white shirt with that and you're good. Like,
okay.
I wouldn't wear them as basketball shorts.
Got you.
So
fashion four.
We're letting you tell us which ones you like the best. It's on Twitter. You can respond to it. But yeah, one thing I know for sure, I'm going to need to tan. A lot.
Well, listen, the weather's conducive to
it. It's not going
to
look good. Like, white guys were not meant to wear that kind of uniform.
Are you going
to
shave? You got to shave, man, so you can tan.
Manscape?
Yeah, Manscape.
I always Manscape.
We aren't being Manscaped. Manscaped isn't a sponsor by yet? Who's dropped the ball on that one?
I Manscaped once a month, so I hope they know this.
But what I'm saying is I need that, what is that, Ultra Blade Ball 1000 lawnmower?
I don't know.
It's the Mower 3 or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The lawnmower is Manscaped.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That brand.
So I'm saying.
By the way, why are we talking about this brand, giving them free publicity?
No, what I'm saying is if they want to get the real publicity, they need to go ahead and get on the sponsor. Like, I thought somebody dropped the ball. And we need dude wipes.
I'm going to need a lot of dude wipes after that game. what do we have time for here? Let's see. First of all, let's just get through the Kenny and Carlin thing. So I said this on Get Up today.
She went in the article naming six people, five if you want to make Linda and Kurt Rambis Rambi because it's plural.
It's funny, right?
Yeah.
All right. It's something that I've heard before. I didn't make it up. It's something that when I was doing shows in New York, and we talked about Kurt Rambis was when he was the interim coach with the Knicks, it was sort of like the Rambi. Like it just became a funny thing that we would say.
Yeah.
Chris Candy, who was on the show with me at the time in New York when I was when we would joke about this, took offense to it.
Chris has been calling the Rambises the Rambi for years. It's intellectual property.
First of all, because
some might say plagiarism.
Yeah, and we won't stand for it.
Many
Colin.
People would
I'm,
say
I'm
that.
I'm going to tell you how far back this thing goes.
Yeah,
this is back when Phil Jackson was running the New York Knicks because Kurt Rambis was around when Phil Jackson was running the New York Knicks. Mm-hmm. So that's where I came up with the whole Rambi situation.
Right.
If you're Alan Hahn, former teammate, supposed to be my guy, invited him to my wedding, him and his lovely wife, you would think that he would give me credit for the Rambi quip when he's on the big stage on Get Up, nationally televised show. You would think in that moment you would give me credit, especially talking about my team and how the Rambi are affecting Jeannie Buss's decision-making progress with the next head coach and what they're going to do with AD and Russell Westbrook. You would think that your former teammate would give you some love, give you a little bit of a credit. But no.
No.
No citation by Alan Hahn of Chris Canty.
Yeah. First of all, bad teammate by my former teammate, Chris Carlin, right? We both, like, those are both our exes, right?
Yeah, they are our exes. Is it awkward that they're together now?
Yeah, but the fact that he's quoting and throwing the arrows at you, you know that Chris had to tell him that.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, come on, son. Like, at what point, like, it's collectively shared property, intellectual property. If we say something on the show and you go use it somewhere else on MSG, that's ours. It's ours. Together, we all just got to laugh about it
and we just move on.
You always give him credit about what? The fish, right? I mean, damn, do I have to think about you every time I speak?
By the way, when you hear it in the context I was using it, what am I supposed to do? Stop and go, by the way, that's a... You know how TV is?
That's a joke.
Keep it moving.
That's a
I'm
joke.
Sitting next to Mike Greenberg. You think I'm going to hold up his show?
So that you can...
I'll never be on it again.
So you can quote your sources.
Wow. Come on, man.
Wow. Here.
Friends,
here.
We share jokes.
Let's give him his credit right now so that he can feel satisfied.
Yes, of course. Rambi, as originally created by Chris Canty 6 years ago, maybe?
Yes.
Man. You think, again... Invited me to his wedding. Maybe I'm not invited anymore.
Every time he says, can't wait, I don't hear him say Bart Scott voice.
True.
Come on, son.
It's Barton-Hahn versus everybody. Yeah, I said it, Chris Candy.
Everybody.
Everybody. I know that's your thing. We'll get back to sports coming up next. Barton-Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Barton-Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton-Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.